covered it that clearly. Again, I'll have to refer that to something that we'll have to research. Good question.
Further questions? What is the wishes of the body?
What is that?
Representative Hanna.
Were you going to do that here, or did you plan to?
Madam Chairman, I do think that most of these issues are probably best addressed in judiciary. I know it's the, normally the committee's wish to deal with these issues at the first committee of referral, but since these are essentially judicial-type issues, I think we probably can work them out in judiciary committee in a fairly quick time frame. You might note that my co-sponsor on this bill is Representative Grunberg. He helped me work the bill language out on the bill, and he's on judiciary, and I believe will help me work out any problems with the language so that the intent is very clear at that level.
Representative Hamm?
I sit on judiciary, so it's fine with me.
Representative Gonzalez?
Madam Chairman, I recommend we move this bill out of committee with judiciary to take care of those problems that have been addressed.
Is that with individual recommendations?
Unanimous.
There is a motion. There is a motion to move HB 136 from Hess unanimously. Is there any objection?
Is it?
Representative
Hanna. I'll object again. Let me explain why. I mean, I do see problems with the bill, and if we'd address them in the committee, there may be problems, I don't know. If we'd address them in the committee, I would definitely sign due pass. I definitely support the intent of the bill, but because they haven't been cleared up, and like I said, I'll be glad to work with the sponsor. And I would rather not sign a due pass on the bill when they have concerns with it.
Well taken. Representative Gonzalez.
I move that the pass the bill out of committee with the individual recommendations.
Any objection? So ordered. At this time, it is 4 minutes after 10. I try and have the meeting adjourned at 10 o'clock. I know that we all have other commitments. I don't know if you want to begin to get into HB 93. We do have, I did set Friday aside to move any bills over that we would not be able to complete. So we can carry this over until Friday if that is the wish of the committee. Representative Carney.
Well, Madam Chair, I think it would be interesting to find out what the committee members individually feel. I could stay to finish this last piece of legislation if enough of the committee members are willing to do that.
That is the option of either we stay to complete 93 or we can hold it until Friday.
At
10:30?
At
10.
We do have three that have a 10 o'clock appointment. I apologize to those who are on teleconferencing sites that we thought we could get all three bills in by 10 o'clock. That was not possible, and we will hold HB 93 until Friday at a time given. I don't.
Think I'll use your
well,
time.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that we'll have that as the first bill, but sometime during that time. Yeah. I don't think we have to be specific on time. Oh, gosh, today is Thursday. It is.
Come on, Beth.
I'm sorry. I was thinking I'm a day back again. Since tomorrow is Friday, and that is the only bill that we will hear, that at 8:30. Okay, the meeting, Madam Chair, Representative Davis.
Everyone knows about the work session on House Bill 23, the area cost differentials at 11 this morning here.
That was a subcommittee representative.
Subcommittee, but if anyone's interested.
Are you having an additional one on the other bill that they yes. require health care?
That's
not bad.
We're going into that thing. Yeah.
It's a 10, I think, is when I saw it scheduled.
Is this something we need for the committee?
No.
The meeting is hereby adjourned. 10:05.
Yeah, I saw it scheduled for Monday, and I was...